This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more about funding Medicaid in the Show Me State.
Introduce Kurt Matthews, the Acting Director and Chief Transformation Officer.
The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection has met twice in the last month with another hearing on the schedule. During the panel's most recent gathering, Committee Chair Senator Bill White of Joplin talked about Medicaid payments to hospitals.
In my district, we have 3 miles from Oklahoma, 3 miles from Kansas, a few miles from Arkansas. There's a concern that I've heard from my hospitals about what Oklahoma, what Kansas pay, what their Medicaid rates are. The concern I'm sure you're going to take into consideration, if their payments are significantly lower than ours, does that threaten these rural hospitals? Is one of the concerns we have that I trust you're going to be evaluating that as part of your analysis.
Absolutely.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, who also serves on the panel, says it took a judge's decision to expand health care coverage in Missouri.
This is unbelievable and unconscionable to me. This means that women who are pregnant may not be able to go to the doctor before they deliver a baby. This means that people with cancer or high blood pressure or any number of diseases may not be able to get what they need to take care of themselves. This means that the state of Missouri will not be following its own constitution right now.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Shasta Sullivan adds, it comes down to funding.
I still believe that obviously the one thing that wasn't considered in this process was voters were not given a funding mechanism or told that there should be an increase in funding mechanisms. So without that, again, I'm not advocating that we would fund Medicaid expansion. Again, I think if voters had the opportunity to choose, given all the information, I don't believe they would have overwhelmingly passed Medicaid expansion because the costs have to come somewhere.
Senator Carl LeMay of St. Louis, who is also on the committee, talks about the current cost structure.
So the feds pay about 90% and the state picks up 10%. And right now it's approximately $150 million. Well, with the FMAP money that came down from the federal government, including the several packages that were done in January, we have enough savings to absorb the cost, at least for approximately the next 5 years.
In the meantime, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection has already unveiled one report and plans to release another very soon. The panel remains in place through the end of the year. The committee suggested regulatory changes within the Department of Health and Senior Services and the Department of Social Services to allow the departments to collaborate and work together to share information uncovered during investigations of abortion facilities. The recommendations allow DHSS to share with DSS the information it uncovers during inspections and investigations of these facilities. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.